Hey, what is up, everyone? It is the Entrepreneur Dad here.
Entrepreneur Dad. Entrepreneur Dad.
That was a great introduction from my two twin girls. Hey, what is up, everyone? That was an introduction from my twin girls that are currently 4 years old. Today, I just wanted to talk about the Anchor app. Now, I'm enjoying this Anchor app. I like how I can record directly from my phone, and I don't have to be stuck inside in front of my desktop or my laptop, and I don't need a microphone or any special equipment. I just grab my phone wherever I happen to be. And so currently, I am outside with my three kids. It is currently around 100 degrees. We just had Otter Pops to keep cool. And so you may hear some voices in the background, but that's because we're currently playing outside. Now, with the Anchor FM app, I really like how easy it is to record thoughts throughout the day, and it immediately goes to your channel. And then from there, I can put whatever episodes or whatever segments I want together and create an episode, which will create a podcast. And then that will go onto iTunes, I believe it is, and Google Play. And it makes it really easy to have a podcast and to have a channel and record my thoughts. And I especially like the call-in feature, how people can call in and leave their comments. The one concern I have is I'm not sure how widely used this app is currently. I don't know if it's a dying platform or if it's expanding. And the reason I question it is because I've seen Amy Schmittauer. She's a YouTuber that has around 60 to 80,000 people that subscribe to her. She talked about this app in the past, and she has a channel, but it doesn't appear that she uses it. And Gary Vaynerchuk, he has hundreds of thousands of YouTube followers or YouTube subscribers, and he talked about it back in 2016. He also has a channel and doesn't appear to be using it. But it seems like with all this advertising they've done, getting in the hands of YouTubers and getting other people to talk about it, it seems like it should have a very large user base. And if you click on the little trending arrow that's in the top right corner of your Anchor FM app, it shows you the top 20 channels. And then it also, if you have a channel, it shows you where you rank. And whenever I go onto that, you know, I'm never in the top 20. I don't call in enough to enough channels, and I don't put out enough content, but it always shows that I'm in the top 500 channels. And if there's a lot of users and there's a lot of channels that are putting out content, I don't understand how my channel, which is pretty small and only puts out a little bit of content here and there, can be in the top 500. I don't put out enough content, in my opinion, to be ranked in the top 500 unless there is very few anchor channels that are actually broadcasting. If there's, you know, maybe 500 channels that are broadcasting on a semi-regular weekly basis, then I could see that. But 500 is not a lot of users. And so that concerns me. I'm not sure if this is a dying platform or if it's something that is going to expand and explode and really get a lot of use. So that is one area that really concerns me. I know somebody has called in and kind of asked the same type of question to Maya, I believe that's her name, that has the Anchor FM channel where she answers questions from callers and from other Anchor users. And she answered part of the question, but she never answered how many users they have, which I understand that could be private and that's not something they're going to broadcast. But it concerned me that I'm ranked in the top 500 when I'm a small Anchor FM user, and I don't put out a lot of content. So anyway, I am enjoying the app. I'm going to continue using it myself, and I hope others jump on the app and start using it as well. It's a great way to record your thoughts and a great way to communicate with your listeners. But it does concern me that I'm ranked in the top 500 when I don't put out enough content, in my opinion, to qualify unless there's very few users. So anyway, thanks for listening to my thoughts today, and feel free to call into my channel to leave any comments or ask any questions. And that's if you're on Anchor FM. If you're listening to this on my podcast, then feel free to download the Anchor FM app and you can call in and ask questions directly. Anyway, thanks for listening.